In mirror image and opposite to the work that we've just described, Vishal and I are standing in front of Millennia of Oppression by Arun. It was made in 2016. Altogether, this particular mesh wall is in three sections, I could say. From left, there are two larger landscape images, one on top of the other, and next to that, there are four A4-sized images, but presented in diptych, meaning two side by side, and below that, another two side by side. And further to the right is a grid of six with an outstanding seventh image, but they're all connected. And across these images, we see objects, chairs inside buildings, outdoors and exteriors, landscapes taken from a distance, ducks and geese wandering the streets and alleys, different types of furniture, discarded objects and functional objects stored in open spaces and enclosed spaces, and a blackboard as well. But we're going to come into the first large image that is on the left, that is of a pigeon coop. It's a cabinet-like structure that has 16 boxes in a 4x4 grid, and within each of those shelves, basically, all varieties of pigeons sit and perch. Some have single pigeons, some have two, and there are a few shelves that have different objects like empty plastic water bottles and another container with a Dalmatian dog printed on it. The pigeon coop is caged. It has two open doors currently. And the whole coop itself is perched on house bricks in the courtyard of some kind, a paved courtyard. And behind we see the sun setting. The front of the illumination of the pigeons, you can tell it's by an artificial light juxtaposed against this sort of natural setting sun behind. Could you tell us more about this image and pigeons and coop and its meanings?
Absolutely. The work is kind of connects to the larger body of work in here within Millennia of Oppression. It's the roof of the hospital within which these images are made. The hospital is in of itself, the artist Arun is looking very specifically at the mortuary in the hospital and kind of documenting the kind of process of working with dead bodies and working with preparing bodies for burial or cremation or for further examination.
For example, in the images next to it, Vishal, I see two black and white garden chairs with bandages around the legs and arms. Is that an example of what you're speaking to as well?
Partly. The chairs themselves are, because, again, I think to think about some context is helpful, which is that a range of photographers in the show come from marginalized caste positions, including myself. We come from a caste called Dalit, who are otherwise categorized as untouchable. And the practices of untouchability are based on figuring out what tasks and what responsibilities and duties are considered clean or unclean, pure or impure. And because caste is a division of laboring bodies and not of labor, there is no separation of the embodied labor from the act of labor itself. So the objects that you see are objects that are associated with the people performing the tasks of preparing the dead bodies, essentially the two chairs that have undergone a process of repair, where they've been broken, they've been put back together, is also because the commonplace practice is that Dalits don't have access to a lot of spaces that they can inhabit. Even within an institution that they are performing certain kinds of labor, they're only allowed to sit on certain kinds of chairs. So those chairs essentially are the chairs that the workers in the mortuary are allowed to sit. Breaking them would mean not having access to a chair anymore. And then in the repair process of it, it's kind of an attempt to kind of retain this maybe a couple of spaces of rest within the space of the hospital. But coming back to the pigeon coop, I think it's it draws a direct line. Marginalized caste groups in South Asia have had a very symbiotic kind of relationship, a harmonious relationship with a lot of animals and birds, because animals and birds are also within caste hierarchies. Pigeons especially are seen as being dirty, as being impure, but pigeons and Dalit communities have had a long history and have an ongoing history of coexistence. Here, these pigeons are reared. They're reared specifically by the employees in the hospital. They're domesticated, essentially, and they're domesticated as an act of coexistence and less as they would with farm animals or cattle. So the pigeons essentially are just a way to maintain this ongoing relationship with kind of interspecies relationship that is a very strong sort of cultural aspect for us. There isn't a version of our communities that exists in isolation. It always kind of exists with other beings and nature and so on. So the image of that pigeon coop is very much one of ensuring that tradition of coexistence remains wherever the community goes or wherever the community is working or what spaces they have access in order to continue those traditions.